The city of Melbourne prides itself on its graffiti-covered inner-city lanes. For many tourists, they're compulsory viewing. Last week, the Lord Mayor posed under some street art, praising it as a legitimate expression of artistic intent. One of the most popular examples of Melbourne street art is by the internationally renowned British graffiti artist Banksy. But one of the Lord Mayor's council clean-up crew, armed with his own paintbrush, has done the unthinkable. Alison Caldwell reports.
The so-called Banksy rat was a stencil about the size of an A4 sheet of paper of a parachuting rat wearing aviator goggles. It was above a doorway at the back of the old Russell Street Theatre in Hosier Lane, which runs off Flinders Street opposite Federation Square. But the Banksy rat is no more, painted over by a council worker sent in to clean up the laneway last week. Melbourne City Council ordered the clean-up. Chief Executive Dr. Cathy Alexander explains.
Apparently what happened was that some residents requested that the laneway be inspected and cleaned because it was pretty awful condition in terms of tagging and also in terms of a whole lot of other people had dumped rubbish in it, etc. So the graffiti contractors were called. They went down and they were given permission to clean all non-approved sites. Unfortunately, the Banksy was on a non-approved site, although we had known it was a Banksy, or at least we believed it to be a Banksy. He doesn't, he doesn't necessarily sign his works, but we believed it to be a Banksy, and we had made, special concession for it to be there in the past, for obvious reasons. But unfortunately, the contractors were not made aware by us that that was an important piece, and unfortunately, that means the piece is gone.
One art expert says that this is like painting over the Mona Lisa. It's a bloody disgrace. It's quite emotive.
Well, I guess it would be emotive for people. It is disappointing that it's happened. It is a bit the nature of graffiti art. It's very vulnerable to other people's work.
The elusive street artist Banksy created several stencils in Melbourne on a visit in 2003. In 2008, a wall in London bearing one of his stencils sold on eBay reportedly for just under $500,000. Distributors of a new film about Banksy are hoping he'll visit Melbourne when it screens here later this year. The council hopes so too. Dr. Cathy Alexander again.
Given the importance of graffiti art in the laneways in Melbourne, that would be a fantastic thing.
Melbourne City Council CEO Dr. Cathy Alexander speaking to Alison Caldwell.